we should be fine on all of our supplies. We are recommending that everyone 6 months and older get a flu vaccine this year. And we know that getting the flu vaccine is the first and most important step in protecting yourself. And so we will have plenty of flu vaccine available.
Where is it coming from?
We have a number of manufacturers. It depends on whether you're getting a flu shot or whether you're getting the nasal spray flu vaccine. But the manufacturers of the vaccine are the same as they have been for a number of years.
What's different about this year's vaccine from last year's vaccine?
Each year, the World Health Organization, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Centers for Disease Control, and some of the other major healthcare institutions, they study virus samples collected from around the world, and then they make the determination as to what influenza viruses are most likely to cause illness during the upcoming flu season. They then make the vaccine to respond to those specific viruses. This year, the viruses are H1N1, H3N2, and the B virus. And we believe that those would be the most common strains of flu this year. And so that's why the vaccine contains protection against all three strains.
H1N1 sounds familiar to me. Have we been around the block with it before?
H1N1 was the virus that first appeared in 2009, and we have known that it is now circulating in the population.
It was that the bird flu?
H1N1 was first became evident as a new virus in 2009, and it was actually recombined, and many people called it the swine flu, but it actually was just a recombined virus from a number of different sources. But the official name was H1N1.
Swine flu. Okay. I couldn't remember which critter it was. So these things do change. These things do morph from year to year, and so you kind of have to tinker with the vaccines that you get from year to year to counteract them, don't you?
That is exactly right. So the H1N1 was a 2009. The H3N2 was something discovered in 2011, and the B virus is one that has been around since about 2010, but they do vary, and each year the most common strains vary. So each year the vaccine is a new variation on the vaccine from the year before.
I seem to remember that in some of my conversations with your folks in the past, they have looked to South America as an indicator of what kind or how serious the flu outbreaks might be, because the flu seems to start down there because it's winter down there and kind of works its way up to where it's winter here. Have you seen any trends from the southern hemisphere that might indicate how serious the flu season might be here?
They actually look all over the world, and this year's flu season is just beginning in North America. You are correct. We look at the trends from the southern hemisphere, and we just know that these will be the common flu viruses, and that's why we prepare the vaccines as we do, because these are the strains that we're seeing throughout the world.
What's our immunization rate in Missouri?
It varies from year to year. For example, it was increased in 2009 when H1N1 was a new virus, and everyone knew that it was spreading quickly, but it varies, and it varies among age groups, particularly because we know that it's really important for the young and the old to be vaccinated, and so we know that our aging population are very good about being vaccinated against the flu. We also know that children younger than 5, but particularly those younger than 2, also are at great risk and need to get the flu vaccine. And so the rates of immunization actually vary among those age groups.
I know it's difficult to say that a death is caused by the flu, but do you remember what the number of deaths because of flu-related illnesses was last year?
Actually, the only reported cases are influenza-associated pediatric deaths because of the fact that the flu often creates other complications. It's very hard to track the deaths as they would in adults. And last year and the year before, each year we had one child who died from the flu.
Is there an unofficial schedule, I guess, it kind of works out to where you suggest that that older folks go and get their vaccines early and the younger folks kind of hold off for a little while so the older folks and especially the younger folks can get their shots first?
Actually, because we really have no shortage, we encourage everyone older than 6 months to get the flu vaccine. That is the new recommendation, that every year everyone get the flu vaccine. The flu season generally begins in early October, and it goes through the spring. And so we suggest to people that as early as September, they begin to get their flu shots. The people who are most at risk are the young and the old, and also people who have chronic conditions such as asthma or heart disease or chronic lung disease. They are at much higher risk of having complications from the flu. And pregnant women are also at greater risk for complications. So we recommend particularly that those age groups make the effort to get the flu vaccine. But again, the standard recommendation now is for everyone over the age of 6 months to get a flu vaccine.
There are no requirements for school kids to get the flu vaccine, is there?
There is not a requirement to have a flu vaccine in the state of Missouri for school children.
I'm trying to remember what the phrase is. Is there a corporate immunity where if enough people around you have the vaccine, even though you don't, you're less likely to catch a disease?
It's actually called herd immunity. H-E-R-D, herd immunity, means that we have everyone as much as possible vaccinated against not only the flu, but this applies for all communicable diseases. When you have more people vaccinated against a certain disease, it is less likely that people will have it and will be spreading it. So you are correct that the herd immunity applies even to those who do not have the vaccination.
Now, as I understand it, there's a regular flu shot, and then there's a high-dose flu shot for old people. What's the difference? Why give old folks a high-dose flu shot?
The flu vaccine that we were discussing with the three strains is the same for everyone.
And there's different ways to get it. You can get the standard shot. You can get the inhaled shot, a squirt up a nose. I was reading somewhere where there's some kind of a shot that is just kind of a little under the skin shot, or is it all either inhale or needle?
The difference really is just difference in that a flu shot is injected with the needle, and the nasal spray is inhaled, as you discussed. And the difference is that in the kind of virus, in the way in which the virus has been cultivated and in that vaccine, the way in which the vaccine is made makes the difference in whether you would get the shot or the nasal spray. And the nasal spray is actually only recommended for healthy people between the ages of 2 to 49 years. The shot is recommended for everyone else.
It seems to me it's only been in the last few years that the nasal spray has come along, that I've heard of at least. Is it growing in popularity? Have you seen any trends indicating that this thing is increasingly popular that way?
Many of the healthcare providers, and when they do clinics at the schools, they often find that using the nasal spray can be more convenient, and it is easier for many of the children to tolerate, and so it is a good alternative for anyone who is healthy between the ages of 2 and 49.
I know our company is going to be giving employees flu shots for $10 or something, and the company is going to pick up the rest of the cost. If you don't get a flu shot through your company, you go to your regular doctor or to a hospital or what, to county health offices? Do they have it too?
The local public health agencies in Missouri all have flu vaccine, and we actually have a service on the department's website at health.mo.gov, and it's the flu vaccine locator. And if you go on that site, you will be able to find a location where you can receive the flu vaccine.
Is there a cost to that?
The cost is going to vary depending on where you go, because we not only have the local health providers, we have the local health care providers such as your doctor or your clinic. We have the local public health agencies, and we have many of the pharmacies who give them as well. So the cost will vary depending on whether you have insurance or not and what the arrangement is with that specific location.
With the economy being in the slump that it's been in for the last 4 or 5 years, have you seen any increase in the number of people going to the local public health agency to get their shots instead of going to a doctor or a hospital or someplace?
The local public health agencies have really always been very much on the front line of protection against flu by giving the flu vaccines. In many parts of the state, that's where people think to go, and in many parts of the state, those local public health agencies are actually running flu clinics. So we really would encourage people to go to the flu vaccine locator on our website at health.mo.gov to find out where would be the most convenient place for them to get their shot.
Do many companies do what our company is doing here? Do many companies provide their employees with flu shots, or at least the opportunity to get them?
We are finding that employers know the importance of keeping their employees healthy, and having on-site flu clinics is becoming more common.
All righty. Anything else that we need to talk about that I haven't touched on, Margaret?
Just want to encourage everyone, again, to not go back to maybe what they thought about in the past, which is, well, people who are extra sick or people who are older, they need to get the flu vaccine. Once again, we recommend that everyone 6 months and older get the flu vaccine every year. It will protect not only you, but it will, because of this general herd or population immunity, protect your family and your friends and your coworkers, because you will then not be spreading the germs.